bold claim here, but the kiwi sausage is in our blood, typically served up on white bread with tomato sauce, often found sizzling outside hardware stores on a Saturday morning, or the rainbow at the end of the queue at the school fair. We can't go past one. But could we be a bit more adventurous with our snacks? Kiwi butcher Matt Colvin has been making waves with his seafood sausages, and he joins us from the Chopping Block Butchery in the Coromandel. Welcome, Matt.
Yeah, how are you? Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Tell us about the unique sausages you've been creating.
The first one, I suppose, is the mussel and kelp. A few other things, garlic and bits and pieces going in it as well, but something different, and there's no meat. It's just the seafood in the sausage. And they seem to be a bit of a hit. And then the second one was the salmon ones. So we just pure salmon and, a few spices and chilli and bits and pieces in there as well. And we sort of, had a play with it for a month or so and think we cracked it and they came out pretty tasty. So it was good. Yeah, it's good fun.
Where did the inspiration come from to create seafood sausages?
I suppose Sanford, a mate in Cora approached me about it, and he's up there in Sanford and that, and then they sent me a whole lot of mussels and salmon and said, have a play and see what you can do. And we did, like I say, for a month or so, and there was, I'm not saying it worked on the first go, there was a few fails, but that's what comes with it, and then, after a few different attempts, we got it sorted, and they came out bloody tasty.
So you're at the Chopping Block Butchery. How are people taking to the fact that you're serving seafood sausages?
Yeah, loving it. Loving it. Yeah, it's something that's just a different, it's out of the ordinary. And I guess it is one of a kind and it's something special. And, they always grab, they'll grab some just for a sample and give it a go. And most people love them, eh? So.
And how can we get a hold of them?
The best thing is to call and pre-order. Because, like I say, we don't stock them every single day, but we do a run of them. And if people give us a bit of notice and a bit of warning, we can soon do a batch up and have them good to go, nice and fresh. So.
But do you have to be there in person to pick them up?
Yes, you do. It's just a little bit. We did used to carry a lot of meat around the North Island, but it is a little bit with the roads and the couriers and stuff at the moment, it's just a little bit tricky and it's just hard to lose product on the road, so we try not to ship it if we can help it, if people can come into the shop.
Well, it sounds like this is a really decent draw card for the Coromandel.
Yeah, it is. It is. Something different, eh? And it sort of, it gets a lot of people going. It's something different.
What other interesting flavours have you tried?
Such as any sausage, like just what we make.
Yeah, what you make, but probably also what you've tasted. Let's do both.
Yeah, okay. Well, something that we do in our shop that is one of a kind is our kelp and pork. So we do, pork and seaweed. 90% butcher shop's probably the biggest seller is the beef, but our biggest seller in our shop is pork and seaweed. And we've been doing them for a couple of years now. And, people can't get enough of them. So that is probably one of my favourite sausages that I've eaten. And it is something different. Yeah, it's good.
What about strange sausage flavour? What have you come across?
We've tried it. Well, we always experiment and try different things. Like we did a steak and kidney, or like a beef and kidney sausage once. But there's anything and everything you think of it, you can do it. It's just, you just got to give it a go and see what works, I suppose. But
sausages aren't something that we attempt to make at home, though, are they? Is it difficult to make?
I guess it's not difficult to make, but once you've done it once, you've done them all, It's just experimenting with it is the biggest thing, and having the gear, I suppose, to be able to do it at home is probably the one thing that puts people back, because it is expensive to get into, I suppose, yeah.
What are the basics for a decent sausage filling?
Just good quality meat, good quality product. You start with good quality, you're going to end up with good, the quality at the end is going to be top notch, so that's what you start with good stuff and you'll get a good product at the end.
Now, when it comes to seafood, is there anything different that you do in the process of making the sausage?
It was, because even the salmon in that is quite oily, so it threw a whole new spanner in the works to say, cooking them out and it was just too oily or they wouldn't stay in the skin, so we had to did play a bit and a few different things to try out, bind it up, we tried potato and a few other things to try bind it up and keep it cooking as a sausage without cooking itself out. But like I say, that was just trial and error and a few goes and misses here and there, but we got it in the end, yeah.
And did you keep the potato in the mix?
Yep. Yeah, we had to, yeah.
How about the casing? Where do you get a hold of that?
So I've just got an account through Dunningham's, probably the biggest butchery supplier in New Zealand. Yeah, they are. So, yeah, they've got skins, they've got everything that you could ever need for doing anything like that. And I'm pretty sure you can set up an account with anyone could if they wanted to start doing it.
When you do a run of sausages, how many are you making?
About 20 kilos of each flavour at a time, but it just depends on demand. Like if people are screaming for a certain flavour, then we might do hundreds of kilos of them in a day rather than just do a small batch.
And are there any flavours or ingredients we should stay away from when we're making sausages, if we go that far?
I don't think so. I think experiment with everything you got and give it a good crack, because it doesn't, I suppose there's a guideline to follow, but it doesn't mean that what someone's thinking won't work. You just got to give it a go.
Now, since I've got you on the line, and I don't know if we can mix our metaphors here, not let alone mix our meat products, but how about the good old-fashioned saveloy? Is it still going strong?
It's like butchery, I suppose. It's a dying thing. It's a dying trade, the old-school butchery, eh? It's hard. Like there's, we do quite a few over the Christmas holidays and stuff like that when there's the kids around and stuff like that, but not through the winter as much. But I suppose it is a dying thing, the old saveloy, yeah.
But it's still in the mix. That's good to hear, albeit seasonally.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Coromandel now, Matt. How are things going?
It has been hard. It's been a hard summer, to be honest. And, I think the whole peninsula feels it, because it has been... We only got a week of summer, I suppose, and that was that Christmas week, and ever since then it died down and the people all left town, and it's been a slow summer, real slow summer.
And how about you and your world? How are you faring after the cyclone?
I guess we're fortunate because we sell food, and because we are a dual butchery, we've got the retail side plus the home kill, so we've still got our local farmers and that we do all their home kill beef and stuff for, so we're luckier than others to still be ticking along and being busy. We are fortunate for that.
And how about recovery of property and roads? How's that going?
I think they're getting there. Well, they're doing the best they can, eh? But it's one of those things, everyone's in the same boat, so we've just got to ride it out and see what comes.
So good talking with you, Matt. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No worries, eh? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Look forward to stopping by and having a try of those sausages. They sound really great.
Yeah, no, they are. You'll enjoy them.
Look forward to it. Have a good night, Matt. Thank you.
No worries, eh? Thank you very much.